This is Beth Levine with Bach, Goldberg Variations. I have just a tremendous pleasure and privilege to have Beth Levine as our guest today. And music is so self-explanatory, so expressively already tell us who Beth Levine is. And for myself, I just will add that her subtlety is so powerful. She almost creates her own time, which exists above just a rhythmic pulse. And I believe that this uncanny musical panorama, which is so captivating, makes her truly unique artist. And I like to complete my introduction with the words of Louise Gluck, which indeed Beth Levine introduced me to. And those words are feelings. Oh, I have those. They govern me. Beth, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And I just wanted to tell you that I'm so beautifully polarized here because I'm faced with a dilemma. I am indeed need to be in the rhythmic pulse because I have more to say and more to play of your tremendous artistry than our time can permit. So I decided to make a little compromise, a little dilemma, as I mentioned to you before. Mm-hmm. And just for our listeners, I wanted to announce a little shape, a little program here, which will have three parts, that those famous three well-known forms of the three parts. But instead of having ABA, we will have ABC, because I found that your journey definitely not started, but in a huge progress to the future and has tremendous horizon. So I will do absolutely my best to intertwine some of your performances. And at the same time, we will talk about you, talk about some episodes of your life, your teachers, your experiences. But before jumping to this, I like to also mention that this program has two purposes. One is to make reacquaintance with Beth Levine. And I said reacquaintance because Beth Levine is known in practically every place in the world. And she was able to connect so many cultures. She is so way beyond just a music expression. But in the same time, this program is dedication to her coming up performance, which will take place this coming Sunday. And in fact, I will make immediate comment that weather is not even a factor. It's just a foolish little thing which we're faced with. And the most important is going to be a performance of Emperor Concerto, which Beth is going to perform in New Jersey at Concert Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey, with Monmouth Symphony, which will be conducted by Lucian Rinaldo. So perhaps we will ask Beth to talk a little bit about this closer to the end of our program. But I wanted to make sure that this focus will be just as important as some other points and moments of this program, which dedicated to one of the finest artists of our times, Beth Levine. Beth, we started our program with Goldberg Variations. And one of my challenges are that you a master of playing major compositions. At one point, you felt that after playing all Mozart recital in Reykjavik, I believe, you felt that you're magnetized by major compositions and you wanted to come back to a really profoundly complicated world like Bach, late Beethoven. And today's program is going to just have a little, I would say, Baroque opening to that. Mm-hmm. And of course, your CDs, which you will tell us where we can get, will be a continuation. So coming back to our beginning, and I'm anxious for you to start talking because so far I was so enthusiastically giving all these details. I just wanted to be proper and to tell our listeners that we are dealing with Goldberg Variations, which were published in 1741, and we're living today in 2014. And yet, this music is so dear. If anything, it becomes even at a greater extent of importance. The more complexity of our world existing today, the more we find certain resolutions or perhaps some answers in this kind of music. And that Goldberg Variations actually was named after Johann Gottlieb Goldberg, who was a first performer. What's so interesting that the these variations were written primarily for the harpsichord. So I believe that all this tremendous eloquence, intimacy of line, recitativa, and all the subtleties are because of the nature of the harpsichord. And of course, Beth, I perhaps giving you, let's say, another spontaneous compliment, but I really feel justifiably prejudiced towards your play. You certainly managed to combine the nature of harpsichord with all these details and the power of the piano sound. So on this note, in the introduction of Goldberg Variations, I wanted to make sure that our listeners know that we are going to hear a several episodes of it because, unfortunately, all 30 variations, we 32 variations, we just will not be able to fit in because we're going to listen to a whole 30th sonata. So we have this huge program. But I have to apologize to Beth and to Bach that we will be able to have just a fragmented introduction to this major, one of the major compositions by Bach and piano literature. So we will come back to the first introduction of the theme. And on this note, I will handle you my bells to Beth, and she will tell us a little bit more how she found such a profound connection with this piece and what was her process of more than just learning, but to become so profoundly, harmoniously close to this piece.
Oh, boy, that's a lot. I don't know. I mean, I think it was almost strange in a way for me to play the Goldberg Variations because I'm always playing the big romantic works and Brahms and Mussorgsky and everything. And I think it was a friend who just suggested that I look at the Goldbergs. And I guess the moment you just start to play it, you're kind of magnetized by it, and then it's really like going just so to the bottom of going so deeply into music when you look at that piece. So suddenly it just became like my whole world for, oh, I don't know, 6 months or so.
That's all? 6 months?
Wow. Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't think I spent more than that. Maybe, you know, by the time you start to play it and everything, then it becomes more and more time. But I don't know. It just oh boy, it's everyone knows it's just the most amazing work, and I got very drawn in, and I felt pretty free with some of the ornamentation. I really just used my ear and my sense of taste. I wasn't like pedantic about it at all, and many people probably don't even like, my particular version, but it's just what I really believed in at the time.
You know, I will jump in and tell you that you just caught some of my thought. And this is just a separate conversation in itself because of your mentioning of your ornamentation and certain freedom. And yes, I will take a little argument with a certain stylistic traditions in which Bach is performed. And we certainly have some examples and some very noble performances. But I have to tell you really, in some ways, convinced me. You almost transformed me. I was far from judgment. In fact, I was thinking of poetry, and I said to myself, how often one can think and feel poetic listening to Bach? So I wanted very much to thank you is not quite a word, but for your opening to another spectrum of Bach, because after all, we know that Bach is foundation of just about everything, and it's just so limitless. So you found that another avenue, but another defense in what you just said. You're playing this with such a sense of arioso. Because after all, yes, harpsichord is in a piano, obviously. It's not a vocal instrument, but the whole Bach creation comes from church. So this vocal nature and arioso, which in constantly you shape with this tremendous feeling for the motifs and intuition for the phrasing, certainly proves your point. So, if you do not mind, we're going to move to two other pieces. I had such a
Oh, sure.
terribly difficult time, to choose which ones. So, I created for my own, so to speak, perception some groups, and but just saying this, just a last little comment that those 32 variations. It's almost like paintings. It's so picturesque. It filled with so much of a contrast. And I will make a little brief connection to the future contrasts and conflicts in Beethoven, which I'm sure were somewhat having its cell and its embryonic roots, in fact, in Bach and in fact, in this piece. So let us move to number four and number five. And if you do not mind, I do not want to have any interruptions because they are so
Connected,
contrasting and so adding to each other. Very good. So we are
All right,
listening
thank you.
to number four. Pleasure.
Thank you.
sorry for that little
Oh, that's okay.
enthusiastic. Even technology became very enthusiastic with your performance. I like to conclude Goldberg with two other movements, and then I like to speak a little bit about your life
Okay,
and the
okay.
roots of all this tremendous wealth of performing artistry you have. So, to create some kind of a continuity, I struggled with which variations to introduce. I introduced number 15, I decided to introduce number 15s and 16s. And I don't know if you agree with me, but I believe that this is one of the peak of the expression.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
You would agree with this. So
Oh,
then I'm a
yes.
little bit relieved that I sort of took it out of
Oh, yeah.
context. But
Perfect, perfect.
okay, wonderful. Then we will conclude our journey with number 15s and number 16s. I will say my any kind of comments because music with Beth speaks for itself.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
Oh, you are your hopes been met at least with the Goldbergs for quite some time. And it's just a tremendous privilege to speak to the artist who plays this piece because not too many had this accomplishment. Very, very few. It requires so much of not only background speaking in academic language, but it just requires that special gift, which our guest, Beth Levine, has. And with this, we're going into number 15 and 16 with no interruption.
Thank you.
And on this note, we will conclude our first part with our incredible guest, Beth Levine, about whom a number of extremely strict critics expressed highest regards. And I will just make sure that at least I read one, and it's from Paul Badura's Coda. "A pianist of rare qualities and the highest professional caliber, I was deeply impressed and moved by her performance at the Marlborough Festival." Beth, I just feel somewhat stretched here because you had so much accomplished by you, this tremendous amount of music festivals across the world. As I mentioned, some very uncompromisingly, I would say, unforgivingly difficult critics like Richard Dyer not only admired you as a musician, but really felt tremendous rapport with your personal qualities. And I like to move with this for a few minutes before we will hear your 30th sonata as a
Right.
part, conclusive part of our program. Talk a little bit about your life. You
Okay.
actually been very lucky with having wonderful teachers.
Oh my, I was just thinking that. Oh my God, they were so fantastic, starting with Fuller and then Serkin, Leonard Shore, and Dorothy Taubman. I mean, they were just incredible, incredible teachers.
And it is not really the only way of it's not the journey many musicians experience. So you are tremendously lucky, and I would like to say that there is a certain freedom and natural, very flowing momentum in your play. So I believe that your teacher's been following your gift rather than being imposing of what they knew. And I create a little panoramic view here of your teachers. I sculptured in my vision that you're studying with Leonard Shore, whose teacher was Arthur Schnabel, and
Right.
Arthur Schnabel's teacher was Leschetizky, and Leschetizky
Right,
was studying with Czerny, and
right.
Czerny was connected to Beethoven.
Yes, there you go.
So it's you have these pyramids in you, and these styles, I think, found such a convenient musical chairs in your soul and in your mind. I only because of time shortage, I certainly wanted to talk to you also about your teaching. I wanted to talk to you, obviously, about certain idiosyncrasies and the times we're living in. I wanted to certainly emphasize your tremendous language gifts. I enjoyed your sharings. In fact, that's such an education for myself since English world is my very second world. So I sometimes read what you write, and I might not completely understand this, but I feel it. So I wanted to make sure that you are aware of yourself in the sense that no matter what you touch, you promoting this very sincere and very strong expression. I
Oh, thank
like
you.
to.
I'm overwhelmed by your the way you kind of react to react and understand. It's very, very joyful to hear about it.
Well, no, I am so, in a sense, relieved because it's challenging to put in words what music is expressing so profoundly. Our programs have this title. It's Union of Opposites. So it's an abstract in music and concrete in words. When those match, we are in heaven. And it is certainly something I was trying to achieve. So I'm glad that we have this communication and mutuality. Only because of time, Beth, and I wanted to have uninterrupted performance of one of your major accomplishments. It's one of the group of late Beethoven sonatas for which I think you had several awards. I again was gambling which one, so I settled on the 30th, and I hope it is somewhat pleasing you. And I just wanted to make sure that just in case, if we will be running out of time, because I want this performance to be absolutely complete, I
Oh,
wanted
that's
to
so
make
nice.
sure that you will give us your website.
Oh. Oh gosh, it's well, I think if you just kind of even Google my name, it will come up with it.
Yes, I think no matter where we try to get your name, you will come up. So we will solve this issue very quickly. But the other thing, before we will go into a performance of your 30th sonata, I just wanted to make sure that everyone will look forward to Beth's performance this coming Sunday, February 9th at 3 p.m. at the Count Basie Theater at the Red Bank, New Jersey, with the Monmouth Symphony conducted by Luciano Rinaldo. And I would say it will be a tremendous event, not because I know you, not because I have such a well-defined prejudice, but because I do not need to convince anyone. This emperor will be an event for you, for the audience, and for this tremendous piece. I
Oh,
like to
thank you.
conclude in Beethoven Sonata number 30 in E major, performed by Beth Levine, our dear artist, whose joy for playing music, which I think he used as an answer when Leonard Shaw asked her why you want to do it, and you said, "I love it." So now we love you for what you're doing for all of us. Just in case if we will run out of time, Beth, I will be in touch and I wish you the most of the inspiration for Sunday. We're all looking forward to it. And
Oh,
I
thank
wanted
you.
to thank you so much for joining us. I hope it's a
Oh, my
beginning.
pleasure, my great pleasure. Thank you so much.
And we will proceed with Beethoven Sonata number 13 E major, performing by Beth Levine, our guest. By the way, this is Lena Life. I'm Lena Miermont, your host. I'm sure you know me by now.
Thank you.
Thank you.